No. I'll answer it. It was so out of the blue. No, I don't mean it in a negative way. I've just never thought you would ask me something like that. How I fell in love with you. Like, it was very slow. We didn't move very quickly. I mean, we got physical pretty quick, but how I knew I was in love with you was we were at a party, and I don't know, like, I felt so secure with you there. And I gotta admit, there were some just gorgeous women, but your eyes were on me. And it wasn't so much that, it was the way that you spoke to people. Like, every single person there mattered. And you had just so much life in your eyes. When I know that's co oh my God, I know this is corny. It's a corny question, okay? But it was just the way that you lit up when you spoke. I loved you because, not because just of how ridiculously attractive you are to me, but the way that you tell a story. You're so kind with people when I'm not, you know? Like, you have the patience to sit there and listen and respond and just make people feel valued, even if it's somebody you've never met before. And that type of just bravery is something that, I don't know, it was just electrifying. Like, not only are you an amazing boyfriend, but you're actually a really great friend. And in a world where I grew up, where people weren't so kind and weren't so willing to just be quiet and listen and respond, it blew my mind that you were genuinely such a wonderful human being. And that night, there was a girl that she was totally into you. Yeah, no, she was feeling you. And I think as a girl, I could pick up on that, but, like, I didn't worry about it. And you were so sweet, you know, without just being pervy or really just feeding off of that. Because I know that there are some people that are in a couple, they're part of a couple, and they are just dying to get somebody else's attention that's not their partner, you know? And you're not like that at all. You are so open to people, and there's just something intoxicating about you. And then I know that sexual attraction sort of kind of comes and goes. And, like, I always want to do you, don't get me wrong. But the fact that I can hold a conversation with you and not feel uncomfortable, and that I love being around you. You're so fun to be around. That is when I knew that it's not just, like, the staying up late part or the really hoping you'll text me back part. It's the when I'm around you, I just enjoy the light that you kind of bring into my life. That's when I knew. And I don't think I could ever want to let that go. So I hope that answers your question. Oh, and sometimes you open jars that are really hard for me to open. And, like, even though I'll fight you on being able to do it by myself, because I'm kind of used to doing stuff by myself, you won't let me. Like, you'll try to pick it up off the high shelf when I can't reach it, or you do it without question. I don't have to, like, ask. And that's it's really new for me. because you do it out of love and not out of obligation. And you see that when I struggle, I'm not going to run crying to you because it's just not the kind of girlfriend that I am. And it's not the kind of woman that I am. And you really do reach out and try to help me. So, yeah. Yeah, it's little stuff like that. So, I guess that's, like, love, right? That's our generation's love, anyway. That's how I knew I loved you.